things, what are things you guys can build off as a defense off of last week's performance?
I think, you know, last week's performance just set the bar for where we should be as a defense, you know, where we should keep striving to be. Keep pushing from that last game. You know, we stopped the run. We got after the quarterback. We got takeaways. We did everything that a great defense wants to do, you know, and I think that's, you know, we showed that we can do it, so we want to keep progressing off of that.
But you finally, you know, there was a lot of talk about Mo and he was dealing with a foot and a shoulder. You had that wrist injury in the year. I know you don't like to make excuses, but was it hurting you at all as far as handwork and pushing off and things like that?
I mean, like you said, we don't want to make excuses. I was still practicing. I was still was taking care of it in the beginning of the season and everything that I needed to do to be out there on the field with everybody. And, you know, I was still able to play the full game and everything that I could. But, you know, this second part of the season so far has been great for the whole defense, not just myself. I've definitely been progressing and stuff like that as an individual. But, you know, it's just awesome to see an all-around defense and team win like that. And, you know, just seeing the whole team getting better and better.
How close to home is Tampa for
you? I think it's about an hour and a half.
You have a decent number of people there?
Yeah, I think about like, 17 people coming. Yeah. I got to put those in today, so thanks for reminding me.
Thursday game, is that the best you've played defensively as a group?
I think so far this year, yeah. You know, we held the running game to a minimum. That in turn helped us get after the quarterback. We got 7 sacks, I believe. And, you know, Jordan, player of the week, I kept telling him congrats every day. And, you know, it's awesome to see like a joint combined effort from the defense, from all 3 phases, you know, from the front, linebacker, secondary, everybody just doing their job. And that's the main thing that we've seen on film. It wasn't nobody was doing anything really flashy. It was just everybody was just trusting the person next to them to do their job, and they did their job. And, you know, it showed that we can just do that every week if we wanted to.
How frustrating was it keep being asked every week about getting some?
It wasn't too tough. It wasn't too frustrating because, you know, since I've been a part of the Jets, there's been a lot of outside noise. There's always going to be outside talk no matter what team I'm on, you know what I mean? So, you know, we learned to focus out of that type of stuff. And, you know, I listen to my coaches. I listen to my teammates. You know, I definitely personally wanted more sacks, obviously. But at the same time, you know, they know how I come to work every day. They know how, you know, how much effort I put into this game and into this team. And, you know, so, you know, I wasn't too disappointed. But, you know, they're going to start coming more.
You're still a young player, though. Didn't they teach you something in regards to patience, things like that?
Yeah, definitely, because even though I wasn't too frustrated or listening to it, it still affects me a little bit just listening to it every once in a while. Like, I'm still young, like you said. I'm still learning. And, you know, sometimes I would, like, read into it, and then I would have to remind myself, or I'd get reminded from a teammate or a coach to, like, not listen to that stuff and zone it out. And, you know, that's a part of being younger and still learning the league and everything like that. But it's been better.
Leo, are you reminded of yourself a little bit when you see Darren and Jordan make those jumps in the second season now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Darren has been having a great year. So is Jordan. You know, that's why I was, like, feeling proud of them. And, you know, also Jordan, I've known him since high school. We put in the same All-American game together, and we've known each other for a long time. So it's awesome to see him progressing in his second year and, you know, doing so well. And same with Darren, like you said. And, like, I had a great breakout year last year, and they're doing the same thing. So it's awesome to see.
How encouraged are you about the takeaways? What do you think has been the key to that?
I mean, takeaways is huge for defense. We set our offense up for scores. We put them in good field position. We're, you know, stopping the offense. It's not just a 3-and-out. We're, you know, taking the ball from them, which is a really game-changing type of play. You know, you could change the momentum instantly in the game from a takeaway. And, you know, that's something that we harp on as a defense. We don't call it turnovers. We call it takeaways because a turnover is you're waiting for them to make a mistake to get the ball, but a takeaway is you're forcing it out, you know. So that's something that we talk about a lot.
As a defensive tackle, defensive end, whatever you want to call it, do you watch other great players in the league and see what they do? I'm asking about Gerald McCoy. Have you noticed him and what makes him so good?
Jared McCoy, yeah, I definitely watched a lot of film on him. Even before I was in the NFL, I watched film on him growing up in college and stuff like that. And he's just a relentless guy. You know, every time I watch film on him, it's not he tries to show flashes or plays great plays here and there. He's just going every single play, and that's what makes him good is because when you're going hard every play, one of them is going to break, you know what I mean? And that's just hard work and dedication, and it shows every day. I mean, just because I know him, it would be the same way if I played against any other teammate. It's going to be fun, you know. Chasing after any quarterback is fun for me, but it's going to be fun, yeah. I'd act the same way if I was preparing for Jameis Winston or anybody else.